Hebrews 3:12 through 13 says this: "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Well, it's still called today, and so I just want to encourage you. And today I want to encourage you, maybe out of John 14, that do not let your heart be troubled part. It's where my heart is turned lately. At the end of 13, Jesus is going to be predicting his death. And this is probably the reason he goes into this. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms or many mansions. I go to prepare a place, right? This whole idea, he's just told him he's going to leave, and so they're going to be sad, but he's going to tell them that he's going to prepare a place. He's going to remind them that he's the way, the truth, and the life. Like, he's the way there. He's going to ask the Father. He's going to go to the Father. He's going to ask the Father to send the Spirit. The Spirit will teach them. The Spirit will remind them about him. He reminds them that he's not going to leave them orphans. In fact, at some point, those who are obedient, that's how they love and show their love for the Father, he will show himself to them as well. And then there's this even part where the Father will make this home in them or with them. And so he's telling them, don't be afraid. I know you're here, I'm going away, but don't be troubled. And so I wonder today if you or Jesus were to speak to us and say, don't let your heart be troubled, I wonder what he would continue to say to us. I think it would still be, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have a place for you. I will be with you. I will ask the Father, who will send the Spirit to teach you, to remind you. Maybe we need to hear that again. I am always with you. I don't know what might cause your heart to be troubled today, but I know that even in the midst of that, he speaks words of peace to us. In fact, that's part of how he's going to do it. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. It's still called today. I just want to encourage you.